We've managed to ruin our favorite game, This, That, or the Other, by adding spelling. Let's meet our lucky, lucky contestants. First up, Alyssa Fitzgerald on buzzer number one. You're a chef and food writer. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Emily Morris on buzzer number two. You work for Con Edison's Energy Efficiency Department. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Remember, Alyssa and Emily, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. Let's go to your first game. Alyssa, what's your favorite smell?
Oh, it's a perfume that I first smelled the first time I was in Florence.
Do you remember the name of it?
I don't remember the name of it, but it's made by nuns and monks.
They know their perfume. Emily, what's your favorite smell?
All foods, but specifically pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah. Definitely pizza.
Like cheesy, buttery bread, like that kind of smell?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The best, the best. So you get to play our favorite guessing game, This, That, or the Other. We're gonna give you a word. You just tell us which of three categories it belongs to. Puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, what are today's categories?
Today's categories are winning words at the National Spelling Bee, celebrity fragrances, and contestants from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes. And because this is the special spelling edition of This, That, or the Other, if you guess the category of the word correctly, you can earn a bonus point for spelling the word. All right, we're going to go back and forth. No need to buzz in. Here we go. Alyssa, vignette. Vignette, is that spelling bee, fragrance, or drag queen?
I mean, it could be all of them.
Sure could.
I'm going to go drag queen.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Emily, can you steal?
Fragrance.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. These two things have not happened yet. It is a spelling bee word.
Can I spell it?
Alyssa, you want to spell it for fun?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
V-I-G-N-E-T-T-E.
That is correct, yes. Just impressive. Worth no points.
Emily, Eureka.
Drag queen.
That is correct. And for a bonus point, please spell Eureka.
E-U-R-E-K-A.
That is also correct.
It's kind of a bad name for a perfume, Eureka.
Yeah. What did you find?
Alyssa, Eris.
Perfume.
That is a celebrity fragrance. You are correct. That is a Paris Hilton perfume.
Of course.
If you don't know who Paris Hilton is, she was kind of like the Kim Kardashian of 2006. Okay, can you spell Eris for me?
H-E-I-R-E-S. S-S.
Full points for you. That is correct.
All right, Emily, promiscuous.
What were the options?
Yeah, I know.
Spelling bee
word? The word just takes you to places in your past and you forget about the game.
Spelling bee word, celebrity, perfume, or drag race contestant?
Drag queen.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is not correct. Alyssa, can you steal? Promiscuous.
That is spelling bee word?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was inappropriate.
Yeah, no, there's no slut shaming in spelling bees. I know.
For the bonus point, can you spell promiscuous?
P-R-O-M-I-S-C-U-O-U-S.
That is also correct.
All right, Alyssa, Phoenix.
Oh, God, they're all so appropriate. I'm going
That's how we wrote the game.
I'm going to say drag queen.
Yes, that is correct. Yes. Eliminated second on the show's third season. And can you spell it for the bonus point?
P-H-O-E-N-I-X.
Great. Fantastic. Well done.
Emily, couture.
Fragrance.
That is correct. And for a bonus point, please spell couture.
C-O-U-T-U-R-E.
Also correct.
Yeah. Here are your last clues. Alyssa, radiance.
Celebrity. Perfume.
Celebrity fragrance. Yes, that is correct. Yeah. That was Britney Spears' 9th fragrance. She has a total of 23, but some are just variations on others.
Oh, wow. I feel happy and sad about that.
Right, exactly. All right, so can you spell radiance?
R-A-D-I-A-N-C-E.
That is perfect. Yes.
Emily, peppermint.
drag queen.
That is correct. And for a bonus point, please spell peppermint.
P-E-P-P-E-R-M-I-N-T.
Yo!
All right, puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Alyssa, Shantae, you stay. You are one step closer to the final round.
If you're the kind of person who goes to a movie, comes home, reads the Wikipedia entry for that movie, then edits it, annotates the expanded section for that entry, then you should be on our show. Go to amatickets.org, and while you're there, you can see our upcoming road shows. Next week, we'll be at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. Coming up, we've coerced guest musician Julian Villar to perform an Ed Sheeran song parody. It's public radio gone mild. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.